The Voice of America presents Jazz Club, USA. The Voice of America presents a new series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. Here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. Today I'd like to join you in listening to some more of the amazing things that Duke Ellington and his orchestra performed during their recent concert at the Metropolitan Opera House. Incidentally, Duke's concert career goes farther back than any other jazz orchestra. He played his first concerts during a European tour in 1933, then he gave several more during his second continental tour in Paris and other cities early in 1939. Then, in January 1943, he finally set a precedent at New York's Carnegie Hall by giving the first of what turned out to be an annual series of concerts there. This year, he decided to make an even more ambitious step by moving to the Metropolitan Opera House, which holds 3,500 people. And one of the first items on his program that night, as well as one of the oldest Ellington compositions, incidentally, that were played that night, was this delightful little thing with Sonny Greer playing the chimes, entitled Ring Them Bells. And for the rest of today's program, we've taken some excerpts out of Duke Ellington's performance at the Met to present a little cavalcade of some of the great soloists in the present-day Ellington Orchestra. First, there is that perennial king of the baritone saxophone, Harry Carney, who's been with Duke for more than 20 years, and he's featured on a new arrangement of an Ellington composition, a very moody and sonorous number entitled Frustration. Thank you. One of the most spectacular individuals in the Ellington Band today is William Cat Anderson, who recently returned to the trumpet section and who has a phenomenal high note technique. Cat's contribution to this concert was a number he originally played with Duke in 1945 as part of the Ellington Perfume Suite. It's a short but very sensational thing called Coloratura.
Thank you.
Back in the 1930s, Duke Ellington recorded an old popular song, Rose of the Rio Grande, with a vocal by the late Ivy Anderson and a trombone solo by Lawrence Brown. Well, everywhere that Duke goes today, they still ask him to have Lawrence Brown play that number. So that is what Duke selected for his specialty in the Metropolitan Concert. Lawrence Brown in a typically brilliant and fluent interpretation of Rose of the Rio Grande. Vehicle for the unique talents of Johnny Hodges, the alto sax star who has been a mainstay of his band for about 22 years, Duke selected a composition by Billy Strayhorn entitled Violet Blue. This number, I think, combines the melodic appeal that has endeared Johnny to the general public and the blues spirit that is closer to the hearts of jazz fans. Johnny Hodges and Violet Blue. Thank you. One of the newest stars in the Ellington Orchestra is Paul Gonsalves, who joined Duke after the band returned from its European tour last year. Paul originally was a guitarist, but he played tenor sax in the bands of Sabby Lewis and Count Basie before joining Duke. Well, here he is in a new and rather unusual arrangement of the Billy Strayhorn number that became Duke's theme, Take the A Train.
Mm-hmm.
Next comes the most versatile and personable of the Ellington musicians, trumpeter and vocalist Ray Nance, clowning his way through W.C. Handy's immortal St. Louis Blues.
I hate to see evening sun go down. Hate to see evening sun go down. The girl that I love, she's just left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow, may I feel today. Feeling tomorrow, may I feel today. Gonna pack my things, make my getaway. St. Louis woman with your diamond ring. Keep that man of yours by your apron skin. Get that big cat that caught a whole lot of snow. I never would have been so bored, so bored. Blues, 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 where can you be? Blues, where can you be? Or else she would have gone so far from me.
To close his Metropolitan Opera House concert, Duke used the number that has been popular as his concluding item on every concert and every one-night stand and almost every theater date he's played in recent years and for many years back. It started out, I think, as a Mary Lou Williams arrangement of Blue Skies, but after Duke and the men in the band had made a few changes, it wound up as a showcase for some spectacular ad-libbing by the five trumpet players. So here they are, Cat Anderson, Harold Baker, Nelson Williams, Francis Williams, and Ray Nance in something that Duke now calls Trumpets No End.
Thank you.
On that fortissimo note, Duke Ellington ended his concert at the Metropolitan Opera House here in New York. I think we can safely say that no sounds like that were ever heard at the Met before. But by presenting such a varied program, Duke Ellington didn't destroy the musical traditions of this world-renowned hall. He simply expanded and magnified them, and that is a job that nobody in jazz but Duke Ellington could be perfectly qualified to do. This is your host, Leonard Feather, reminding you to send your suggestions and your comments to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. Now it's time to say goodbye and wish you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.